by how many scriptures we quote or the Christian bumper stickers on our car. The world does not need to hear another sermon nearly as much as it needs to see us being good to people. People are going to know that we're believers when we're helping other people, meeting needs, and blessing people with our words and actions. We were created to make a difference in the lives of others through our love for them. True love is seen in our actions, giving our time, our money, and encouraging word. When you show love, you are showing God to the world. You're never more like God than when you take time to do something for someone else. People are watching you as a couple, and one of the best witnesses you can have is simply being good to people. The scripture says to be on the lookout for those you can bless. All around you are hurting people who need your love and encouragement. Listen to what they're saying. Be willing to be inconvenienced. Don't miss the miracle of the moment to do good whenever situations cross your paths to bless people. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for all you have done in our lives. Help us be more aware of the people and needs around us. Our desire is to love others as you loved us. Use us to be a blessing and a testimony of goodness so that others may come to know you. In Jesus' name. Move towards Jesus. Today's scripture. For she kept saying, "If only I touch his garment, I shall be restored to health." Mark 5:28. This lady had been sick for many years, spent all her money on the best doctors, but nothing worked. When she heard Jesus was coming through her town, she kept saying to herself, "When I get to Jesus, I know I will be made whole." In the midst of the difficulty, she was prophesying victory. All through the day, over and over, she kept saying, "Healing is on its way. Brighter days are ahead." When she started making her way to Jesus through the thick crowd, she didn't complain, but just kept saying, "This is my time." The more she said it, the closer she got. Finally, she reached out and touched the hem of his robe and was instantly healed. Notice the principle. Whatever you're constantly saying, you're moving towards. This works both in the positive and in the negative. If you're always saying, "We never get any good breaks," you're moving towards more disappointment. You may be struggling in your finances, but when you keep declaring, "We are blessed, we are prosperous, we have the favor of God," you're moving towards increase. You're getting closer to seeing that come to pass. If you will change what you are saying, you will change what you're seeing. The scripture says, "Call the things that be not as though they already were." A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you provide us with everything we need. Thank you that you've put dreams in our hearts as well. And we believe that as we speak words of faith, that we are moving towards you bringing them to pass. We declare that our dreams are in your hands, in Jesus' name. Help the hurting. Today's scripture. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. Psalm 72:11-12. In Psalm 72, Solomon prayed what seemed to be a self-centered prayer. He asked God that his fame would spread throughout the land and that kings and queens would bow down before him. You would think God would say, "Solomon, you need to learn some humility." But God did exactly what he asked for. Solomon became one of the most famous people of his day. The Queen of Sheba came, bowed down before him, and brought him gold and silver. The reason God answered that bold prayer is that Solomon went on to pray, "God, I will use that influence and wealth to help the widows and orphans, to bring justice to the oppressed and afflicted." He asked big so he could lift the fallen, restore the broken, and help the hurting, to advance God's kingdom. God has no problem giving you influence, honor, wealth, and even fame, as long as your dream is connected to helping others. Be among the couples who have boldness to pray, "God, let our gifts and talents stand out. Let our work be so excellent, so inspiring, that people all around us know who we are, not for our glory, but so we can use our influence to advance your kingdom. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you want us to lift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to help the hurting. We want in every way possible to advance your kingdom. We ask you to use and increase our influence to make a difference in people's lives. In Jesus' name. Zip it. Today's scripture. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 1:5. When God gave Jeremiah a promise that he would become a great prophet, he was very young and unsure of himself. He instead listened to the voice of doubt and said, God, I can't speak to the nations. I'm too young. God said, Jeremiah, say not that you are too young. The first thing God did was to stop his negative words, because he knew that if Jeremiah went around saying, I don't have what it takes, he would become exactly what he was saying. So God said in effect, Jeremiah, zip it up. You may think, but don't speak it out. It goes on to tell how Jeremiah changed what he was saying, and he became a prophet. The promise came to pass. In the same way, God has called every one of us to do something great. He's put dreams, desires on the inside, but it's easy to acquiesce as Jeremiah did and say, we can't do that. We've made too many mistakes. We don't have the education or the experience. We can all make excuses, but God is saying to us what he said to Jeremiah. Stop saying that. Negative words stop God's promises. Don't curse your future. Those negative words keep you from your best life together. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you have given us the free choice to zip our lips when we have negative thoughts. Help us to not just stop speaking negative words that stop your promises, but help us use our words wisely to prophesy victory and success in our lives. In Jesus' name. Growing up. Today's scripture. As long as an heir is underage, he is no different than a slave, although he owns the whole estate. Galatians 4:1. It's easy to make excuses in relationships. I was rude to her because she was rude to me. I shouldn't have said that to him, but I was so tired. No, you have God's grace not to be rude, to not say hurtful things, and to always treat each other with love. You can either feed your flesh and say and do what you feel, or you can feed your spirit and keep your mouth closed and do the right thing. The problem is that if you keep saying everything you want, being argumentative and disrespectful, you'll never grow. You'll stay a child. The scripture says that even though you're an heir of God with an incredible inheritance that belongs to you, joy, peace, favor, promotion, and abundance, if you remain a child, it won't be released. Taming the tongue is not just about being disciplined. It's about growing up and receiving the inheritance that belongs to you. Sometimes we let small things keep us from the big things God has in store. In the big picture, it's a small thing to not argue with or put down your spouse. God is simply asking you to use your words and actions to bless and not curse, to build up and not tear down. A prayer for today. Father, we bless and lift you up because you are worthy to be praised. We desire to obey you in the small things and to stop excusing any hurtful things we say and do to each other. We declare that we will walk in the incredible inheritance you have for us. In Jesus' name. Out of winter into spring. Today's scripture. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Galatians 6:9. Every season is not springtime, with beautiful flowers, gorgeous sunshine, and cool breezes. There has to be planting seasons, watering seasons, and seasons when you're pulling weeds. Those are important seasons. Without going through the process, you're not going to come into the season of harvest. Instead of being frustrated by life's difficulties, have a new perspective. That season is getting you prepared for promotion. It may look as though you're stuck, but at the right time, the season will change. Winter always gives way to spring. There is contentment to be found not only in the harvest season, but in the pulling weed season. You may be in one of those difficult seasons right now. It's easy to think, as soon as we get through this tough time, we'll get our joy back. No, this is the day the Lord has made. You have to choose to rejoice today. God has given you not only the grace to endure this season, but to enjoy this season. When you're content, you see each day as a gift. Appreciate the people in your lives and are grateful for what God has given you. That not only is developing your character, but you're passing the test. You will come out of winter and into your springtime. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you are a faithful God. We stand believing that you are working in our present season, preparing us for promotion. Our faith and trust and contentment are in you. We declare that our due season is coming and we will reap a harvest in Jesus' name. Water walking. Today's scripture. Yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. Matthew 14:29. When Jesus came walking across the stormy sea in the darkness of night, Peter was the only disciple who had the courage to walk on the water to him. One can imagine the other disciple saying, "Peter, it's too dangerous. You could drown." But when Jesus told him to come, Peter stepped out into the unknown and walked on the water. He showed that although what is familiar is comfortable, what you're used to, how you were raised, the job you've had for years, it can keep you from your destiny. Don't let your comfort keep you from getting out of the boat and becoming who you were created to be. For every major victory and significant accomplishment in our lives, we've had to step into the unknown, and so will you. You can't play it safe your whole lives and reach the fulfillment of your destiny. Don't let the what-ifs talk you out of it. What if we fail? Or what if they say no? You never know unless you try. What God has in store for your future together is going to boggle your minds. The places He's going to take you, the people you're going to influence, the dreams you're going to accomplish. It's going to be bigger than you've imagined. You know where it is. It's in the unknown. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that the stormy seas of our lives are no difficulty for you. We choose to obey you quickly. Help us not to overthink things, but to trust your leading in our lives. We declare that we are willing to step out of our comfort zones in Jesus' name. We declare we are people builders. We will look for opportunities to encourage others, to bring out the best in them, and to help them accomplish their dreams. We will speak words of faith and victory, affirming them, approving them, and letting them know they are valued. We will call out their seeds of greatness, helping them to rise higher and become all that God created them to be. Never forgotten. Today's scripture. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and she gave birth to a son, Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Ruth 4:13-17. A young widow named Ruth left her country and moved to her elderly mother-in-law's home to care for her. They barely had enough food to survive. She would go out in the fields and pick up the wheat the workers missed. One day, Boaz, the wealthy owner of the field, told his workers to leave handfuls of wheat on purpose for Ruth. God was meeting their needs, and she was so grateful. But God is full of surprises. Just when you're satisfied and think you've reached your limits, God has something bigger in mind. Boaz fell in love with Ruth, and they got married. Instead of working in the field, Ruth owned the field. Ruth had gone through heartache and pain and could have easily thought, "Life's not fair. Why me?" You may feel that way, but God hasn't forgotten about you. He's seen your sleepless nights and your unfair situations. You may have accepted where you are as a couple, but God has not accepted it. He has some explosive blessings that will make up for the difficulties that you've been through. Here's how amazing God is. Ruth went from barely surviving to being the great-grandmother of David, ending up in the family line of Jesus. God has something big coming your way. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you know every unfair and difficult situations we faced, and you never forget us. We choose to believe that you have more blessings and favor for us than we could dream. We declare that explosive blessings are coming our way in Jesus' name. A cheerful heart. Today's scripture. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries the bones. Proverbs 17:22. When people are stressed out, headaches, digestive problems, and lack of energy are just some of the results. Much of this would go away if they learned how to properly deal with stress. One of the greatest stress relievers God has given us is laughter. It's like medicine. Laughing makes us feel better and releases healing through our systems. When we laugh, the pressures of life fade and we feel restored and rejuvenated. Many couples are too stressed to have fun. They need to restore balance. All work and no play is not healthy. When was the last time you had a good, hearty laugh together? If it's been a while, maybe your laughers are rusted and need to be overhauled. You don't know how much better you'll feel and the energy you'd pick up if you just lighten up and learn to laugh more often every single day. Developing a sense of humor and looking for opportunities to laugh can make a big difference in the quality of your lives and relationships. We suggest that at least 3 times a day you find something funny that makes you laugh out loud. No chuckling, no laughing on the inside. Release that joy into the atmosphere so everyone can hear it. Take the time to laugh and enjoy each other. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you for the healing power of laughter. Help us to have cheerful hearts and learn to laugh and enjoy each other every day. We declare that we are letting go of stress and heaviness of heart in Jesus' name. Don't be moved. Today's scripture. None of these things move me. Acts 20:24. When you study the life of the Apostle Paul, he went through all kinds of difficulties and unfair situations. He was falsely accused of crimes, beaten with rods, lied about, put in prison for years, and shipwrecked. In Acts 20, he gives us the secret of living a victorious life. None of these things move me. He was saying, yes, there were setbacks, disappointments, and not all my plans worked out, but I didn't lose my joy or complain. God is still on the throne. Even the time in prison gave me the opportunity to write about half of the books of the New Testament. As a couple, there's always something trying to pull us out of peace. Are you allowing these things to move you? You can't pray them away. These are tests we all have to pass. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled." He didn't say, "If you stay in faith, I'll take away all the difficulties." He said, "Trouble will be there, but you don't have to let it upset you." Look at the negative medical report and say, "You don't move us. We're not going to live worried." Look at the bank account and say, "You don't move us. You may be low right now, but we know increase is coming." Stay in peace. Quit letting those things trouble your relationship. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the mighty power at work in our lives. We are not moved by tests and troubles we face because we know that you are still on the throne. Our faith and trust are in you. We declare you will work your good plans for our future in Jesus' name. Created to soar. Today's scripture. Awake, awake, Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor. Isaiah 52:1. There's a story about an eagle that was raised with a brood of chickens and acted like a chicken. That's all he'd ever seen. But one day, he saw an eagle soaring overhead, and deep down something said, "This is not who I am. I was created to soar." Flapping his wings as fast as he could, the eagle barely lifted off the ground and crashed into the side of the chicken coop. His chicken friends laughed and said, "See, you're just one of us." But he didn't let that failure or ridicule keep him from trying. And one day, he lifted up out of that chicken coop and began to soar. With every breath, he declared, "This is who I really am. I knew I was an eagle." Perhaps you've been in a chicken coop way too long. Let us tell you what you already know. You're not chickens. You are eagles. Don't let a limited environment rub off on you. Don't let how you were raised or what others say keep you from knowing who you really are. You've been made in the image of Almighty God. He has crowned you with favor. You were created to soar. Abundance, opportunity, and good breaks are yours. Now, get rid of that chicken mentality and start having an eagle mentality. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you created us to soar like eagles rather than sit in a chicken coop. You've given us talents, abilities, and skills to use for your glory. We believe that we are going to soar to new heights and become everything you have created us to be. In Jesus' name. Uncommon faith. Today's scripture. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. Joshua 10:13. Joshua was in the midst of a great battle. The sun was going down, and Joshua knew that if he couldn't get the enemy's army totally defeated, they would rise up later and cause problems. So he asked God to stop the sun, something that had never been done before. God said in effect, "Joshua, if you're bold enough to ask it, I'm bold enough to do it." His uncommon faith brought a smile to God's face. God interrupted the entire universe just because one man had uncommon faith. Uncommon faith is not average faith. It's above and beyond. It gives you a boldness and a confidence to believe for the extraordinary. It's radical faith. You believe God can do anything. Average faith says, "God, help us to survive this recession." Uncommon faith says, "God, we believe you will prosper us in the midst of this recession." Uncommon faith says, "We're not only coming out of this problem, we're coming out better off than we were before." You may say, "That's kind of bold. Who do you think you are?" Here's who we are. We are children of the Most High God, full of uncommon faith. Have you ever asked God for something out of the ordinary? Don't you think it's time to do so? A prayer for today. Father, we want to put a smile on your face by releasing our faith in uncommon ways. We want to believe you for the extraordinary and to believe that you will increase us above and beyond. We believe that you are taking us forward into the fullness of our destiny. In Jesus' name. Remember the right things. Today's scripture. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. We adore you as the one who is over all things. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Many couples spend a lot of time talking about and reliving their past mistakes and hurts. Here's the problem. You're remembering the wrong things. Nowhere in the scripture are we told to remember our defeats, failures, or bad breaks. Start remembering your victories, the times God healed you, promoted you, stopped the accidents, and turned the problems around. When you're remembering the right things, you're going to move forward in faith. David said in Psalm 34, "Let all who are discouraged take heart." He goes on to tell us how to do it. Come, let's talk about God's goodness. I prayed, and the Lord answered my prayer. He was saying, when you're discouraged, talk about God's greatness, not about your problems. Talk about your answered prayers. Talk about the Red Seas that have been parted. What you're saying in your tough times will make or break you. If you go around saying, well, we'll never get out of this problem, you'll get stuck. Turn it around and say, God, thank you for your greatness in our lives and every victory you've given us. When you're always talking about God's goodness, you'll know that God has done it for you in the past and He'll do it for you again in the future. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that your hand has been upon our lives in so many ways, answering our prayers and doing what we could never do on our own. We declare your greatness, power, glory, and victory in Jesus' name. Get up. Today's scripture. There was a certain man there who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder for 38 years. John 5:5. Today's scripture describes this man's condition as a lingering disorder. It's not just physical, but it's when we dwell on the negative things of the past and make excuses to settle where we are. When Jesus asked this crippled man, "Do you want to get well?" the man responded with one excuse after another for why he hadn't been healed, showing us that he'd used those excuses for so long that they'd become a crutch. Jesus didn't respond by saying, "I feel sorry for you. You've had a rough time." No, Jesus said in effect, "If you're serious about getting well, get up." One wonders how many couples would get out of defeat, mediocrity, and the hurtful ways they treat each other if they would quit making excuses, quit feeling sorry for themselves, and start pressing forward. We've all had unfair things happen that we can allow to become lingering disorders. But God is asking us, are you serious about getting well? Are you serious about breaking that bad attitude, getting past that disappointment? Then there's something you have to do. Get up in your spirits, in your attitudes, in how you talk. Quit making excuses. You're waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. When you get up, so to speak, you'll see things begin to change. A prayer for today. Father, today we choose to release any old thinking, old habits, any excuses, and any lingering disorders that would keep us from being our best together. We are serious about getting well and letting go of the old and embracing the new in Jesus' name. When you need it. Today's scripture. Those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Psalm 34:10. So often we think, if we had money, we could accomplish our dreams. If we had a bigger house, we'd be happy. If we knew the right people, we could do something great. But as long as you feel as though you're lacking something, you'll make excuses to be less than your best together. You have to get a new perspective. God has given you exactly what you need for the seasons you're in as a couple. You have the talents, the friends, the connections, the resources, and the experience you need for right now. It doesn't mean that's all you're ever going to have. When you need more, God will make sure you have it. Psalm 34 says that because your trust is in the Lord, you don't have to worry. Whatever you need, God will make sure you won't lack any good thing. This means that if you don't have it right now, you don't need it right now. Our attitude should be, we're equipped, empowered, and anointed for this moment. We are not lacking, shortchanged, inadequate, or missing out. We have what we need for today. This is an empowering way to live. You take what you have and make the most of it. As long as you keep honoring God, He will give you what you need when you need it. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for your faithfulness. Thank you for providing us with exactly what we need for the season we are in. Thank you that you have equipped and empowered us with every good thing. We believe you will keep providing for us as we need it. In Jesus' name. We declare we will speak only positive words of faith and victory over ourselves, our family, and our future. We will not use our words to describe the situation. We will use our words to change the situation. We will call in favor, good breaks, healing, and restoration. We will not talk to God about how big our problems are. We will talk to our problems about how big our God is. The seventh year. Today's scripture. If any of your people sell themselves to you and serve you 6 years, in the seventh year, you must let them go free. Deuteronomy 15:12. In the Old Testament times, if you were Hebrew and owed someone money that you couldn't pay, they could take you in as a slave and make you work until you paid them back. But every seventh year, no matter how much you still owed, God's people were set free. All the pain, struggling, and suffering was gone in one day. This tells us God never intended his people to be a permanent slave to anything. It is only temporary. As with the Hebrew slaves, the seventh year is when you break free from limitations that are holding you back. Sickness, addiction, debt, constant struggle. It looks as though it would never change. It looked permanent. But then one touch of God's favor and it suddenly turned around. Suddenly you got a good break. Suddenly your health improved. Suddenly a dream comes to pass. What happened? You came into your seventh year. Quit telling yourself this sickness or financial struggle is permanent. You are children of the Most High God. You are not going to be permanent slaves to anything. Get in agreement with God and affirm. We're coming into our seventh year. It is our time to break free. Every chain has been loosed. Every stronghold has to come down. We know we have been released into increase. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the promise that we are coming into our seventh year, that you are bringing us freedom and breaking the yokes of any limitations that have held us back. We declare that we are free in Christ and coming into breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Be compassionate. Today's scripture. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. 1 Peter 3:8. Everywhere you go these days, people are hurting and discouraged. Many have broken dreams. They've made mistakes. Their lives are a mess. They need to feel God's compassion and unconditional love. They don't need someone to judge and criticize them. They need someone to bring hope and bring healing, to show God's mercy. Really, they are looking for a friend, somebody who will be there to encourage them, who will take the time to listen and genuinely care. Our world is crying out for people with compassion, people who love unconditionally, people who will take some time to help others. When God created us in His image, He put His supernatural love in our hearts. He's placed in you the potential to have a kind, caring, gentle, loving spirit. Too often, because of our own selfishness, we close our hearts to compassion. If you want to live your best life together, you must keep your hearts of compassion open. You need to be on the lookout for people you can bless. You have the opportunity to make the difference in someone's life. When God puts love and compassion in your heart towards someone, follow that love. Don't ignore it. Act on it. Somebody needs what you have. Be a person of compassion. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that we are made in your image to be compassionate to others. Help us not to be so busy, so caught up in our own lives that we miss opportunities to serve others. We want to do the things that are on your heart for others, in Jesus' name. Something great in you. Today's scripture. Here comes the dreamer, they said to each other. Genesis 37:19. As a young man, God gave Joseph a dream that one day his family would bow down before him. Joseph should have used more wisdom and not told them about his dream. Some people can't handle what God has put inside your lives. Rather, as it was with Joseph's brothers, they'll get jealous of you and start finding fault. They would have been fine if Joseph was content to be average. But when you stir up what God has put in you, when you believe that you have seeds of greatness, not everybody will celebrate you. When you have a dream, you're going to have some detractors. When you believe that you can overcome an illness, pay off your house, start a business, or be successful in spite of past mistakes, sometimes the people closest to you will be the least supportive. They'll ask, "Do you really think you'll..." Let that go in one ear and out the other. The critics don't control your destiny. God does. They can't keep you from your dreams. Here's the key. Don't get distracted with fighting battles that don't matter, trying to prove to them who you are, trying to convince them to believe in you. You don't need their approval. You have Almighty God's approval. Let them go. You wouldn't have that opposition if you didn't have something great in you. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you put a dream in Joseph's heart and brought it to pass despite his family's jealousy, and that you've put a dream in our hearts as well. We believe that you alone control our destiny and that we are moving forward with your approval. In Jesus' name. Like a flood. Today's scripture. Then David said, "God has broken my enemies like the bursting forth of waters. Therefore they call the name of that place Baal-perazim, Lord of Breaking Through." 1 Chronicles 14:11. After King David experienced a great victory over a huge army, he was so overwhelmed by it, he said, "God has broken through to my enemies like a bursting forth of water." He named the place Baal-perazim, which means the God of the breakthrough. David likened God's power to an unstoppable flood that moves everything out of its path. He was saying that when the God of the breakthrough releases his power, it will be like a flood of his goodness, a flood of his favor, a flood of healing, a flood of new opportunity. You may have difficulties that look extremely large and dreams that appear unattainable as a couple. But know this, when the God of the breakthrough releases a flood of his divine power, nothing can stop it. What's opposing you may look powerful, but it doesn't have a chance when God opens the floodgates of his favor. Dare to stretch your faith. You may be thinking a trickle of his increase when God has an entire ocean to work with. You're thinking stream of goodness when God has a tidal wave. Enlarge your vision. Get ready for the tsunami of God's favor. He wants to overwhelm you with his greatness. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the mighty power at work in our lives. We are not moved by any obstacle in our way because we know you are greater than anything we face. We believe that a tidal wave of your goodness is coming. In Jesus' name. The laugh of faith. Today's scripture. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Psalm 2:4. Envision that right now, God is on the throne. He's not mad. He's not worried about the economy. He's not upset with the two of you. God is on the throne, full of joy. Psalm 37 explains why he's laughing. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that their day of defeat is coming. In other words, the reason God laughs is that he knows the end of the story. He knows the final outcome. The good news is that you win. God always causes us to triumph. God gave Abraham a promise that he would father a child. In the natural, he was much too old. But the first thing Abraham did when he heard God's promise was to laugh. His was a laugh of faith. He said in effect, "Ha ha, God, I know you can bring this to pass. I know you are a supernatural God." So often, when God puts promises in our hearts, it looks impossible. Perhaps your family is pulled apart, yet you have God's promise that he will heal the bonds. Your minds may have doubts, but remember to laugh in faith as Abraham did, because it's just a matter of time before those promises come to pass. You are in a fixed fight. God has already recorded the victory in your favor. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you always lead us into triumph in Jesus. Just as you laugh knowing the outcome, we choose to laugh by faith. We choose joy. We choose peace. We choose trust, knowing you've already recorded our victory in Jesus' name. Power up. Today's scripture. You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet. 2 Samuel 22:40. God knows every temptation and every obstacle you will ever face. He has armed you with strength for that battle. The greatest force in the universe is breathing in your direction. Tap into that power. Start declaring, we are well able. We can do all things through Christ. We are strong in the Lord. When you do that, you're getting stronger and gaining energy. The first thing you should do every morning is power up. Get your minds going in the right direction. Remind yourselves, we're equipped and empowered for this day. We have our armor on. We're not going to get upset and let people steal our joy. We're not going to fight battles that aren't between us and our destiny. We have our helmets of salvation. We know we're forgiven, redeemed, and approved by Almighty God. We have our shields of faith. Power up and get prepared for a blessed, victorious, faith-filled day. You may be facing things that could easily steal your joy. A challenge in your relationship, a child not doing right, or an unfair situation at work. You could live stressed and uptight. All through the day, you need to remind yourselves, God is in control. It is not going to keep us from our destiny. Come back to that place of peace and strength. A prayer for today. Father, you are the mighty God. Thank you for empowering us with strength for every battle, to subdue our enemies under our feet. We receive your strength, grace, and mercy to help us today. We declare we have our shields of faith up and can do all things in Jesus' name. It's your birthday. Today's scripture. You're my son. And today is your birthday. What do you want? Name it. Nations as a present? Continents as a prize? You can command them all to dance for you. Psalm 2:7-9. What does that mean? Today is your birthday. On your birthday, more than any other time, you feel entitled to ask for something out of the ordinary. On your birthday, you think, okay, I'm going to ask for that favor. I'm going to ask for that new outfit or for a set of golf clubs. Think back when you were a child. You knew that it was your special day. You had the boldness to ask for what you really wanted. Did you notice how big God thinks? Sometimes we're praying for a $3 an hour raise. God's talking about giving you nations. We're praying to pay our bills. God's talking about continents as prizes. God is saying, when you pray, act as though it's your birthday and I'm your heavenly Father. Come to me with a boldness. Ask me for what you really want as a couple. Don't hold back. Tell me your dreams. Tell me what you're believing for. Ask for the secret things I've placed in your heart. You're not inconveniencing God. You're the apple of his eye. God will move heaven and earth to bring about his destiny in your lives. Dare to ask big. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for declaring that this day is our birthdays and for inviting us to come to you with boldness and to ask you for what we want. Help us to think big. We open our hearts and believe that you will move heaven and earth to bring about your destiny in us. In Jesus' name. Release the toxins. Today's scripture. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23:34. As Jesus was hanging on the cross, having been betrayed, falsely accused of crimes, beaten and mocked by soldiers, wearing a crown of thorns, and about to breathe his last breath, he did something significant. He could have died and went to heaven. That would have been it. But he said, "Father, before I go, I need to take care of one last thing. Forgive them, for they know not what they do." They didn't ask for forgiveness or deserve it. But Jesus said, in effect, "I'm not leaving this earth with anything negative in me." He was showing us, by example, to release the poisonous toxins of unforgiveness so that nothing will hold us back. Sometimes it's not easy to empty out the negative in a relationship. If your spouse does something wrong to you, human nature wants to hold on to the hurt and anger, to carry around a bitter grudge. We think, they don't deserve forgiveness. But you're not forgiving for their sake. You're forgiving for your sake. Unforgiveness is a toxin that will contaminate your lives. When you forgive, as Jesus forgave us, you're not excusing their behavior or lessening the offense. You're simply getting the poison out of you. You have to forgive so that you can be free. If you will let it go, you'll have peace that goes beyond what you can understand. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that because we were freely forgiven by Jesus on the cross, we can also forgive each other for anything that we've done wrong. We declare that we're letting it go and receiving your peace that goes beyond understanding, in Jesus' name. We declare, we will not just survive, we will thrive. We will prosper despite every difficulty that may come our way. We know every setback is a setup for a comeback. We will not get stagnant, give up on our dreams, or settle where we are. We know one touch of God's favor can change everything. We're ready for a year of blessing and a year of thriving. Maintaining your peace. Today's scripture. Make every effort to keep yourself united in the Spirit, binding yourself together with peace. Ephesians 4:3. When we allow strife into our lives and our relationship, it damages our attitudes, our dreams, our energy, and our creativity. You make better decisions and are more productive, more creative, and more successful if you take steps to have peace in your relationship. Where there's unity, God's favor, blessing, and anointing are on your home, your lives, your marriage, and your finances. The peace you bring will have such an anointing, such a favor on it, that it will override the negative forces that are trying to bring your family down. The scripture says, "Blessed are the makers and maintainers of peace." We know what it means to make peace. After an argument, we apologize, forgive each other, and get over it. That's important. But we need to be more aware of maintaining the peace. That means staying on the high road, biting your tongue, not arguing, not being sarcastic, doing the right thing when the wrong thing is happening. Maintaining your peace is much easier than always having to make peace. Instead of getting offended and upset, start maintaining your peace. Don't open the door to strife. When you make an extra effort to keep unity in the home, you're going to have not only God's anointing and blessing, but you'll have His protection. He'll keep you from unnecessary trouble. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that because we are united in your Spirit, we commit ourselves to peace. Thank you that your favor covers our relationship and home from any negative forces that come against us. We declare that your protection is over us, in Jesus' name. Much, much more. Today's scripture. David, if that had not been enough, I would have given you much, much more. 2 Samuel 12:8. In the book of 2 Samuel is the story of how King David got off course with his life. The prophet Nathan was correcting him. In doing so, he reminded David of the ways he had experienced God's goodness, favor, protection, and provision down through the years. God made an interesting statement through Nathan. "David, if you were ever lacking, I would have given you much, much more." That tells us that what we have right now is what we need to fulfill our destiny. The moment it becomes insufficient is the moment God will give us more. The moment it begins to stop God's plans for our lives together is the moment God will intervene. So if it hasn't happened yet, don't be discouraged, thinking that it's never going to work out. If it hasn't happened, you haven't needed it. When you need it, it won't be late. The moment you need new friends, the moment you need a good break, the moment you need an idea, it will show up. God is closely watching our lives. You are His most prized possessions. He is saying to the two of you what He said to David. If it's ever not enough, you can count on me. I will always be there to give you more. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the much, much more promise that you made to David and to us as well. Thank you that we have everything we need right now to fulfill our destiny, to live lives that bring pleasure to you. We believe that nothing we need will be a second late in Jesus' name. Drop it. Today's scripture. Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Isaiah 43:18-19. We've all had negative things happen to us. People did us wrong. The company let us go. We spoke unkind words and hurt each other. It's easy to go through life carrying offenses, trapped in self-pity, blaming ourselves, blaming our family, even blaming God. Because we're always looking back, reliving the negative, we end up carrying around emotional baggage that weighs us down. One of the best things you can learn to do is drop it. Whether it happened 20 years ago or 20 minutes ago, don't carry around negative baggage from yesterday into today. You won't have a healthy relationship if you're always reliving what didn't work out, who hurt who, the mistakes you made. Past hurts occurred once. Don't let them continue to hurt you by always thinking about them. That's going to keep you down and discouraged. As long as you're dwelling on the past, you're going to miss the new thing God said He would do. You need to be looking forward to new beginnings. You have to do your part and quit remembering the past. Quit reliving it and move forward. The reason it's called the past is that it's done. It's over. It's history. Now do your part and let it go. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that we can be free from all negative baggage that comes from carrying past offenses, guilt, and blame. Help us to treat the past as the past. We believe and look forward to the new things that you're doing in our lives and our relationships. In Jesus' name. Be encouragers. Today's scripture. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. The first time young Robert met his uncle, out of the blue the uncle said, "Robert, I think one day you will be a great minister." Why did the uncle say this? There were no ministers in this family. He simply felt something inside, and he was bold enough to speak it out by faith. He planted a seed in little Robert's heart. That night, Robert secretly prayed, "God, let what my uncle said be true one day." As you may know, Robert Schuller became one of the great ministers of our time. Isn't it amazing what a simple word of encouragement can do? The word encourage means to urge forward. Every one of us should have someone we're urging forward, someone we're helping to achieve goals and dreams. Certainly, that someone starts with your spouse. How do you encourage someone? You study that person and identify what he or she does well. What excites him? What are her strengths? An encourager sees things in others that they often can't see in themselves. You have the ability to speak faith into the heart of another and to stir up someone's dreams by giving them permission to succeed. When you take time to believe in someone, you can light a fire on the inside that glows joyfully for a lifetime. Your words can become the seed God nourishes. A prayer for today. Father, help us to see and believe the best about others. Help us to always use our words to speak life and blessing over each other and the people around us. Thank you for choosing us and using us to stir up others' dreams and give them permission to succeed. In Jesus' name. With all your heart. Today's scripture. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Colossians 3:23. When you give 100%, you do it to the best of your ability. Because you're honoring God, you will have His blessing. That means it will go better and you will accomplish more together. When you do the dishes, for instance, don't complain. Do it with all of your heart and honor God. When you mow the lawn, don't drag around all sour. Mow it with enthusiasm, as though you're on a mission from God. Don't give a half-hearted effort to making a meal. Do it with all of your heart. Give it your very best. Years ago, there was a police officer who directed traffic on one of the busiest intersections in Houston. He didn't just direct traffic like normal. He practically danced while he directed. Both hands were constantly moving. He had his whistle and held his head like a drum major. His feet would dance here and there. He could direct traffic and moonwalk at the same time. Drivers pulled over just to watch him. He was passionate. That's the way you should be. Don't drag through the day. Whatever you do, put your heart into it. Put a spring in your step. Wear a smile on your face. You honor God when you do it with all of your heart. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that because your joy is our strength, we can enjoy our lives to the fullest and do everything with all of our hearts. We want to give you pleasure in all we do and say. We declare that we're shaking off the blahs and getting our passion back, in Jesus' name. Into your promised land. Today's scripture. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Numbers 11:1. This was one of the reasons the Israelites never made it to the promised land. God brought them out of slavery. They were headed to the land flowing with milk and honey, but along the way, they got under pressure and started complaining. It was an 11-day journey to the promised land, but because of their negative words, they went around the same mountain for 40 years. In your relationship, if what you're about to say isn't good, beneficial, and edifying, do yourself a favor and zip it up. You're not just affecting your spouse. You're keeping yourself from your destiny. God will put us in situations to test us. If you're critical, harsh, and condescending, you have to go around the same mountain. The next time you're tempted to say something you know you shouldn't, pause for 30 seconds. Under your breath, say, God, help me to control my tongue. If you do that, you will start passing the tests. You'll see more of his favor. The point is, you can't be critical and disrespectful to your spouse and make it into your promised land. This is why Proverbs says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Our question is, are you speaking life to your spouse? A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you that you are leading us to our promised land. Help us to be quick to control our tongues and speak words of life to each other. We declare that we will reach the fullness of our destiny together, in Jesus' name. Anointing of ease. Today's scripture. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear. Matthew 11:29-30. God wants to make our lives easier. He wants to help you when you're shopping at the grocery store, raising your children, and dealing with problems at home. Every day, His favor and blessing are lightening your load and taking the pressure off. David declared in Psalm 23, God anoints my head with oil. Whenever there is friction or things are stuck, Oil is used to lubricate it and make it more fluid. That's what God is doing with you when He anoints your head with oil.